girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. What's up, girl? I'm really excited for today's episode because this is going to be such a raw, transparent conversation. And this type of conversation is exactly why I started Empower Her podcast, because I thought about it, like, you know, this is back in 2018. So over five years ago when I started the show, I was really craving shows that felt like they were girlfriends chatting with me that were being super honest and raw about what it felt like in real time. Because there's lots of podcasts out there that are sharing their perspective in hindsight. Like, you know, back was when I was in this season of my marriage or my business or my career, here's what I did to get through it. And that's super helpful, because someone can show us, like, this is the path that I took. And I have episodes like that that I do on this show, and I share stuff that I've learned along the way, you know, on social media and whatnot. But today I want to share with you something that's really like going on in real time, because I feel as if some of you, maybe you specifically, might be able to find yourself in this story, even if we're not in the same season of life. So let me give some context here. If you didn't know, at the time that I'm recording this, I have a 2-month-old baby boy, Brody, our first baby, and I love mom life. I knew I was going to love being a mom, but I love it even more, and I'm so grateful for it. And I also love being an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur since 2014, full-time, left the corporate world in 2015. So I have been like creating things. I've had my own schedule. I've had a lot of freedom from being an entrepreneur. And so now this like freedom, create things, move at a really fast pace, entrepreneur Keisha, combined with this new mom Keisha, those two things together are really different people in the same body. And it's been such an evolution for me. And some of you that are like high achiever, like go-getter women that like you're growing in your career, and maybe you are also a mom, or maybe you're just navigating a season where there are two parts of you that are kind of conflicting with each other in your body, it can feel really strange. And to be honest with you, it wasn't a problem for me the first 6 weeks of our son Brody being born, even with the sleep deprivation. I was just like, I was feeling really excited, and I had a really amazing pregnancy and delivery, and I was feeling really good postpartum. I'm so blessed to have had that experience. But because of that, the first 6 weeks, I really truly felt like I could go back to building my business. While I was planning on doing less hours of working on my business, I was going to approach it the same way that I did before having a baby, but just with a baby. And in hindsight, that doesn't really make a lot of sense. But at the time, I was like, I got this. Like, no big deal. I can do this. I was telling my husband, Zane, I'm like, I've got all these business goals. Like, I'm actually going to have my biggest year in business this year. And I'm going to be super present with Brody. And we're going to have this awesome marriage. And I'm going to get, it's MILF season. I'm going to get in really great shape. And I had all these things that I wanted to do. And I genuinely believed with every morsel of my body that it made sense to do all of those things at the same time. Okay. Fast forward a week or two. I was enrolling women into this business mastermind that I was creating, which was such a hell yes in my body of wanting to create, that I didn't even notice that I was defaulting back to how I used to build my business before I had a baby and how problematic that could be. Because I was so excited about what I was creating. I was creating this business mastermind for high-level entrepreneurs, and it was going to be part one-on-one coaching with me, part group coaching, an in-person retreat. So many women applied to this. And I mean, also full transparency from an income perspective, it was over six figures coming into the business. And I was just genuinely so excited about the women that were signing up for this and how excited they were, that it wasn't until last week when I started to ask myself, like, is this the right time for you to do this? Because these two conflicting parts of me, this entrepreneur, go, 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 who's been going at such a fast pace and genuinely loved that for many years, was now like beefing with this internal part of me that's a new mom who's like, slow, 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 slow down a little bit, savor this. You can't get this stage back. And those two things were colliding. And to be honest with you, it's not the money that was coming from this business mastermind launch that was the driver for me. I feel really fortunate that I had created a business in the space that, you know, I was planning on taking a maternity leave. So it wasn't the money that was driving me, but it was more so just, I wanted to feel like myself. I wanted to actually feel like myself before having a baby, but with a baby, which again, doesn't actually really make sense, but I'm sharing this in real time because I think this is something people don't talk about, especially not when they're in it. When you have these two identities that are conflicting, and I had to really stop and ask myself, like, why is it that I'm trying to approach my business now the same way that I approached my business before? And it's because this is new, right? I've never been an entrepreneur and a mom. I've been an entrepreneur for 10 years. I've been a mom for almost 10 weeks, but I've never done both of them at the same time. So just like anything that's new, you have to give yourself grace to put the reps in and to figure out what works for you. And what's interesting is I got to the point where we were just about to start this mastermind and something intuitively was saying, Kaish, you need to slow down for a second. You've got lessons to learn from the slowdown that will serve people in a massive way if you let yourself slow down. But if you speed through this, and you try and go back to the way that you built your business before you became a mom, it's not going to feel right. Something's off right now. Like my body was literally telling me something is off, but my brain, like, and my heart that was so excited about this new thing that I was going to create was like, no, Kaish, you can handle this. You can handle this. And it really felt like two conflicting things in my body. And so I decided to cancel this mastermind. I refunded everybody that had signed up. I had to reply to so many emails of people that were excited, getting applications and wanted to be part of it. And I had to fully refund it, not just postpone it, even though I know I'm going to do it eventually because I know that it's such a hell yes and it's going to help people in such a massive way. But I had to fully refund and just give myself some space and say, like, you're not doing this right now. You don't need to go back to full go work mode. Like, you need to learn something from the slowdown. And as I started to even just like let myself slow down a little bit, right? And like let my brain even drift off into what would it feel like if I wasn't working a ton of hours outside of the fact that I'm going to be like present with Brody, if I wasn't creating a bunch of new things and launching new things, like what would it feel like? And to be honest with you, I'm more, and you might connect with this personally, I'm more used to chaos because chaos feels safer and more familiar to me. From my early childhood to then my entire life. Like when I built my business, I built it on the side of a corporate job. Back even when I was in college, I was working at a coffee shop and I had an internship and I was working full time and I was a girl that was partying her face off. Like I was just like, it was chaotic because it felt familiar. But as I'm really tapping into doing more work internally and even just like being more aware of my own nervous system, I'm starting to notice that like that chaos doesn't feel aligned for me anymore. I don't want to build a business, nor do I want to build a life, more importantly, from this place of chaos where it feels like it's, you know, like, ah, you're running around too much and it has to be so like all over the place, right? Because it was fun for a while, but it doesn't make sense in this season of life anymore. I no longer want to operate in that manner. And I'm saying that because you might unintentionally be like manufacturing chaos in your life because it literally just feels more familiar to you. And I want you to ask yourself, like, are you making it feel so crazy? Even if you're like approaching goals this year that you're working on, maybe in your business, your career, your health goals, do you have these really short timelines on it because you actually are unintentionally feeling like it needs to feel crazy in order for you to get there? I hope you're loving today's episode. I wanted to quickly share something with you that you might be really into. If you've been thinking about maybe a girls trip or a bachelorette party is coming up, or you're just thinking about maybe it'd be cool to host your own retreat or get together. If you want to come to Denver, I've got two places you need to check out. One is Peach House and one is Champagne House. These are both of my husband, Zena, and I's Airbnb properties that are right in the heart of Denver. They're only actually 4 minutes from each other. They sleep 12 in beds and are literally designed with the coolest vibe for retreats, girls trips, bachelorette parties. Like that's literally what we designed them for. And it's so cool because I have been to a bachelorette party at one of our houses that I hosted for one of my best friends. I've also hosted a retreat there several times. And now we're getting to see all of these amazing girls trips and bachelorette parties and other people hosting retreats at our properties that I just wanted to keep you in the loop. If Denver's on your radar at all, you've got to check them out. You can head over to Instagram at peachhouse.denver or at champagnehouse.denver to check them out and see a bunch of pictures and stuff. But also if you DM either of those accounts, if you're interested in hosting something there as a listener of Empower Her, we want to make sure that we set you up with awesome deals. So just slide into the DMs and my husband Sina or I will be getting back to you about different pricing options because we want to make sure you get a good deal. And honestly, if you're thinking Denver or anyone that you know is thinking Denver, make sure you check those properties out. All right, without further ado, let's dive back into the show. Because I actually used to say I thrive in chaos, but I don't want to thrive in chaos. I want to feel more peace internally. I want to feel a little bit more calm. This is my identity evolution right now of like what I'm craving. So although it was such a bummer to cancel this mastermind, and obviously from a financial perspective, refund everyone, but more than the finances, I just felt like, oh, like I'm so frustrated that I created this idea and I was so excited about it and so many women got pumped and so many women were enrolling and they were so excited and now I have to like let them down. But the thing I always remind myself is it's okay to sometimes let people down if that means that I'm not going to let myself down. Because I want to be the best person that I can be, the best mom that I can be, wife that I can be, friend that I can be, entrepreneur that I can be, podcaster, insert whatever role. Like I want to be the best that I can be. I crave that. But I also think that the best that I can be means that I have to learn something from this season of a slowdown, right? Where I'm still going to be showing up for the podcast and some of the projects that my husband, Sean, and I are doing in real estate. But I'm going to give myself a few more weeks to not be launching something new, right? And what's interesting is I thought about that where I was like, where is this like need to constantly be launching? Where is this coming from? Because I feel grateful that I don't have to financially do this right now. Like I don't have to create anything right now because we've set ourselves up to give me this space, right? Which is such a blessing in itself. But also like, I was like, but where is this coming from? And to be honest, this is super vulnerable, but I just want to share this with you. What I realized is I had this subconscious belief that was like, if I'm useful financially, then I'll be safe. And I've worked like since I was like 16 years old. Like I've always worked and I've always been able to like support myself, not when I was 16, but like into college even. Like I've always been able to support myself and I prided myself on my work ethic. And I'm really proud of my work ethic. And I'm proud that I can create money and I've, you know, I did well in the corporate world and I've worked really hard to get where I'm at and I'm proud of that. But the belief, the subconscious programming of if I'm useful financially, I'm safe. That programming doesn't really work for me anymore. Because when I flipped it around, this is so honest and raw, but when I flipped it around, I was like, what does it mean to me then if I'm not useful financially, if I'm not creating income? And like, I don't want to say useful as like, you're only useful if you're creating finances, but that was the connection that I was making in my brain was like useful financially. Like if I'm not financially making money, what does that mean? And if I'm not doing that, what does that mean? And what I got to, like I was on a walk with Brody and I was thinking about this. I was like, I have a subconscious belief that if I'm not useful financially, that maybe I won't be loved as much by my own husband. And I'm sharing that with you because there is absolutely no indication ever from my husband that that's ever been the case. But when I look back to our track record, I've always tried to be really useful financially. And I'm still unpacking this in real time, and I'm going to do a lot more work on this and bring on different guests to talk about more like juicy, in-depth topics. So like buckle up for what's coming with Empower Her. I actually kind of want to go back to the journey that I took when I started this podcast back in 2015, which that journey was I felt really confused about what I wanted next in my career. And so I decided to just bring people on the podcast that I could just ask them their advice. I remember back in, you know, 2018 when I started the podcast, I felt really lost about what was next for me. So I Googled books about feeling lost. And someone named Maxie McCoy wrote a book called You're Not Lost. And she was one of the early podcast guests simply because I wanted to ask her questions. And I wasn't like embarrassed to ask questions that I felt like the women listening into the show might resonate with, right? So I'm actually kind of feeling this pull to even go back to that with Empower Her, where the things that I'm discovering about myself, I want to bring on experts in different fields and have more in-depth, juicy conversations about this because I think it's really important. Because the fact that I, as someone who has put out, I don't know, 500 plus episodes, I've been on hundreds of podcasts, I've spoken on so many freaking stages, I've helped so many people in the personal development space, but I had this subconscious belief in my head that if I'm not as useful financially, that I'm not going to be as loved by my husband, which again makes no sense. But when I look to our track record, we've been together for 15 years. And when my husband was at NYU dental school, I was supporting us financially while he went to dental school. And then we moved to San Diego and he started dentistry. And I could tell right away that he didn't love it. But I was like, well, my business makes more money that if he decides he doesn't like it, then he can always leave. And I've got the finances covered. And then we moved to Austin. He actually decided he wanted to leave dentistry and he was able to leave dentistry because I had a business that was making money that could support both of us. So it's almost like somewhere along the way, I made this connection to like worthiness with finances, a connection that's very false because my husband does not care about how much money I make or like, I'm that not at all, right? But I made this connection and I didn't even realize that some of the programming that was running in my head that I wasn't conscious of was driving my decisions unintentionally, which was creating this conflict that I only noticed when I slowed down. And some of you right now that are listening into this, I know you're probably like, what? I cannot even believe she's talking about this right now. But if this resonates, will you please like DM me on Instagram? Or if you think this episode is going to be helpful, will you tag me? Because I'm just being a really open book. And like, I never really feel super uncomfortable. But like, even right now, as I'm talking about this, this is an open thing that I'm discovering more about. And I want to share it because I do think it's really helpful when people share things that they've already learned and they give advice in hindsight. But this podcast, I want it to feel different. I do want us to feel like we're girlfriends. And this is what I would be talking with you about if we were sitting across from each other, having a cup of coffee, a glass of wine, spicy margarita, whatever, is like this interesting, like subconscious wiring of worthiness and productivity. Right? Or identity with like finances and like these unconscious like programs that we have running in our brain that I want to bring to the conscious forefront of my mind so I can explore it. Right? Because when I told my husband, Sina, he's like, I get where you're coming from, but I hope you know that I don't believe that to be true at all. And I was like, oh, I know consciously that you don't believe that to be true, but somewhere along the way, I made that belief. And so in order for me to sit in this, I actually need to do things that aren't creating a lot of income in my business. I need to take a second and I need to pause. I need to work on myself and take you along on this ride as I do, because I know that the other version of me that's coming on the other end of this is even better as a person, but also even better as an entrepreneur. And I also know that I'm still going to do this business mastermind and I'm going to help people in a massive way. And even like majority of the women, like actually all of the women that I refunded their money to, they're like, I want in for the next time. Like, I'm still here for you. And I'm still in this because I know how much you can serve me. Some of them were even telling me because I decided to pause it, to focus on slowing down and spending some more time with Brody in this newborn season. They're like, that makes me want to work with you even more because you're aware of this. So as I start to slow down for a second, for even just a few weeks, I'm going to be listening to podcasts and reading books and bringing epic guests on the show to really just unpack some of these things that are coming up for me, because I can guarantee that some way in your life, this subconscious programming is holding you back or is making you believe something that you're not even realizing is not true for you. Like I just realized for myself, right? Because I know that my productivity is not my worthiness. I know that it doesn't matter how much money I make in order to feel good about myself. Right? Like consciously, I don't have any of those beliefs, but subconsciously, somewhere along the way, I made this connection to useful financially, to feeling safe and to feeling loved. But I wouldn't know that unless I was forced to slow down. So this conflict of these two identities in my body, of this entrepreneur Keisha and this new mom Keisha, this conflict has been really uncomfortable for me. In real time, in like the last week, where I've just like, I've cried more about it. I've just like felt like really off, but I'm sharing this now rather than later when I figured out all of the answers, because I want you to understand that like the messy middle is also where so much beauty is. If I didn't try and build my business the way that I did before having a baby, I wouldn't have run into this. I'm so grateful that I did that, right? Because it felt aligned for me at the time. But I'm so grateful for this because of the lessons that are coming to the surface. Like when I dig into this even more and I learn more about this for myself, do you know how many people are going to be served from this lesson? And I'm sharing that to share that with you because I know that there's something that you're going through right now that you're afraid to talk about or you're embarrassed about. And it's like, those are the things that are going to set you free. Those are the things that are going to keep you going down this path towards growing and evolving. And I'm just excited to be on this journey with you. So I hope this episode was helpful for you. And I know that I don't have all the answers. I'm never going to have all the answers. I don't want to be the smartest person. I want to just continuously be growing and learning and evolving. And I feel as if one of the gifts that I was given on this planet is that I'm comfortable being so open and honest, even knowing that there could be judgment on the other end of it from somebody, right? But I'm comfortable being this person because I think there needs to be more examples of women that are going to talk about topics like this, even when they're in the midst of it. So I love you. I'm rooting for you. And I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.